This week I was chatting with Dean Jackson, and he shared how he loved this promotion he saw the Olive Garden do, which was they would offer a $5 entree to go after your meal. And we also had a conversation around how we always want to stay really close to the cash register. Like, for example, one of the things we measure, reviews, review velocity, generating more reviews. And one of his comments on that is that's important, but it's a step or two removed directly from the cash register. And so that's why he mentioned that Olive Garden promotion where they're giving a $5 entree, probably at the point of sale, I'm not too sure, but it makes a direct impact on the cash register. It got me thinking, what if we created a menu of options that are all just easy yeses that servers and bartenders could put down at a strategic point in the experience, probably at the point of sale. They think they're all wrapped up, and then we drop this menu and they're all no-brainer offers. So for example, it could be any cocktail for $5. And imagine you're a spot that has cocktails that range from 14 to 20 bucks or whatever. That's very enticing. Could be an entree to go, just like Olive Garden, $5. Could be a $20 gift card for $5, which will incentivize the next visit and encourage word of mouth because they can give that gift card to someone else. Could be any side dish for $5. Maybe they're still hungry. And let's say you're a brewery or you do some kind of off sales. You could offer any take-home beverage for $5. There's a craft brew bar I really like in London, Ontario, called Milo's. And they have tons of tall boy craft brew options that this would make it very easy to just add that to their order with next to no additional work. I really like this idea of the Easy Yes menu that we'll be testing with some clients over the next few months because it has a few built-in psychological triggers. So one of them is price anchoring, right? People have already looked at your menu. They've already seen your pricing, and when they see this, it'll make those items look more attractive. And again, it'll just be harder for them to say no. It'll also have folks experiencing more items on your menu and very likely things that they wouldn't have had otherwise. And finally, you know that saying, people don't remember what you say, they remember how you made them feel? I think that not just in 2024, but in general, one of the most important feelings we can leave people with is the feeling of having received exceptional value for the price that they paid. And all of the options on an Easy Yes menu and everything I've mentioned so far, these are just ideas. You can obviously come up with your own ideas at your restaurant, but they're all very value driven. And so while it will have folks spending more money, it will also leave them feeling as though they received exceptional value for that money, a great deal, or even a bargain. And that creates what I call a warm and fuzzy. You leave a place and you're like, man, that was a great experience. I do not feel like there is a massive hole in my pocket. I believe the warm and fuzzies feeling is very conducive to people coming back again and again and again. The Easy Yes menu is just one of many ways that can help create the warm and fuzzies. Anyways, that's all I got for you today. Till next time. Cheers.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of the Guest Getter Podcast, where we help you turn visitors into regulars and regulars into raving fans. If today's episode sparked any questions or ideas about growing your restaurant, why not drop us a line? Text us at 778-400-4915 and let's start a conversation about growing your restaurant and taking it to the next level. Don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and keep playing offense. Until next time, cheers.